Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It's free. Did I say that? Yeah, it's free. Comes on Sunday every week by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And if you can't wait till Sunday to hear from me, if you would like to have it happen every day, which I know many of you do, you can't wait to hear from me again. You just can't get enough of the show. We'll send it to you by really simple syndication through the RSS technology that you can find at my blog. And we'll send you the blog every day, which gives you an accounting, gives you the evidence of all the things that we do here on a daily basis. And we'll be glad to do that. So you can go to my website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Or you can go to directly to the blog, and that's jimsblog.biz. Tom Asacker is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. I don't know anybody in the world who has a better handle on helping small business owners develop their brands than Tom Asacker. He's the author of A Clear Eye for Branding. That's his new book, but he's got a bunch of others that I have in front of me right now that are, about four at least, outstanding books, including Sandbox Wisdom. He's our good friend. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Have you guys dried out up there in New England yet?
Finally. Yes, we have.
Has it stopped raining?
It stopped raining just in time for Halloween. As a matter of fact, we're having Indian summer up here for the next two or three days, so it's approaching 70 degrees up here in New England, and that's new for us.
Well, what I was worried about, Tom, was that the rain was knocking all the leaves off the trees. Did that happen?
Well, what happened is they turned prematurely brown. They didn't go through all that bright yellow
and
orange.
The pretty colors, yeah.
Yeah, so we get a little bit of that, but not much this year.
Well, it's just unfortunate when, just as the leaves are turning, if you get a big, you know, series of rains, it just knocks them off instead of letting them hang there and look pretty. And that's a pretty significant part of the economy up there, the leaves, isn't it, in New England?
The travel and tourism industry is really big up in New Hampshire and Vermont, where I'm from. But
they call them leaf peepers.
Yeah, the whole foliage thing. I never really understood that, but a lot of people like it.
No, it's beautiful. I've been there. I was there last year. I was there about a year ago this month, and I was there a few years ago at the absolute moment that they were just perfect, and it'll take your breath away. You know, if you're not, you guys take that for granted up there. You got all those maples, and it's so pretty up there.
No, I'm teasing you. It does. It looks like somebody took crayons and just colored the landscape.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. So what's the news on marketing these days and marketing our brands?
What's the news, huh? Well, let me tell you, it's changing so rapidly, it's making everyone's head spin. I mean, for example, Google is worth $100 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their market capitalization.
And growing.
Yeah, and growing.
With a bullet, as they say in Motown.
what's the model? It's fairly simple to at least understand by evidence of Google and a lot of these other companies that came out of nowhere. And, it's been the same since really the beginning of business creation. But they just seem to be accelerating today because of advances in technology, media, everything. But basically, it's the same model. It's discover, at first it's a mystery. It's the I wonder. I wonder if people will buy an automobile if I can get the price down to X, or if I can make the design look such and such.
Or what about if I can make it available to them in a way that nobody's ever made it available to them? Never mind the price.
That's becoming even a more of a competitive advantage, and that is discovering the place where you can introduce what you do, where no one's there, or it's undiscovered at this particular time. So as opposed
and when you're there, if you find that place, the price almost doesn't matter. You know, when I give a speech to small business owners, when I'm out with my peeps, Tom, I make them repeat with me, the price war is over and we lost.
Oh, absolutely.
And absolutely. Go ahead.
No, well, I was going to say, to your point, when they're there, price doesn't really matter, quote unquote. And that's true because people don't go through a rational analysis. For example, if you look at Walmart, people may walk into Walmart to pick something up because it's on sale or they've checked around and that it has the lowest price. But inevitably, and it's really a strange phenomenon, they'll push a shopping carriage full of other stuff out of that store without ever checking the price to know whether it's the lowest price.
That's exactly right. But the main thing, though, Tom, is when they're buying that item you're talking about, they're buying a commodity. And they've determined, the customer has determined, that they're willing to trade all the time that it takes. And it does take some time to do business with Walmart, a commitment, a walking commitment and a, you know, a period of time and a hassle commitment. They're willing to pay that commitment that, you know, for whatever it is that they saved on that commodity that they bought. But more and more people don't want commodities. They want that item wrapped in some kind of service to save them time. And isn't that where the brand, for small business, isn't that where the brand should be built?
Well, see, that's absolutely right. I mean, the mystery, if you look at it as a mystery again, the mystery that Walmart discovered was, what feeling will people exchange their time and money for? Okay, I know what it is. If we give them stuff that's simply good enough, they'll come in here to save pennies,
mm-hmm.
or to save a buck,
or to perceive that they're saving pennies,
which is one and the same thing. Because all that matters is whether they come home and they believe that they actually save money.
Right.
You know, they don't have an objective truth. They don't know. I'm sure they could have got it somewhere else cheaper if they had spent a couple days looking for it. But if you have something that people feel that, you know, they need something above that quote-unquote good enough commodity status, they will come to you. They'll mm-hmm. go someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the mystery, how to discover what feeling is it that people will exchange. I can give you an example. I know people that are expert bicyclists are not going to go to Walmart to buy bicycle parts.
No. Well, for one thing, is they want a special bicycle part. And they're going to buy it, and if it's available to them, or if it can be gotten for them quickly, they'll pay whatever you want to charge them, almost. Stand
by. Absolutely right.
Tom Masacker, we're going to be right back with our good buddy Tom Masacker right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Hart to take us out. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Tom Masacker, and we're talking about branding. Tom, where can we find your book, A Clear Eye for Branding?
At the website of the same name. Go to aclear.com.
aclear.com, and can we find, what about the other books? Sandbox Wisdoms, The Foresight of Sandbox Wisdom, A Brand New World, all those things. What can we...
Yeah, they're all there at the website. There are links to, I don't sell them through the site, but there are links to different places you can buy them. There's also some free articles, things that help people understand how to grow their business.
And folks, if you're checking out Tom's information that he's deposited with us over the years on our website, you can link right there from his place and our brain trust over to this to the opportunity to buy any of Tom's books. You can do that as well while you're there. So check that out when you get a chance, and don't forget to check out Tom's website, aclear.com. Tom, you were talking about this mystery, revealing this mystery and understanding the mystery of what people want. Continue, please.
Well, I mean, that's the key. First is discovery. You know, what is it that people are trying to tell themselves about themselves as a shopper? Like I said, people who are expert bikers are not going to Walmart to buy a part for their bike or seat cover or anything. If they're a bird watcher, they're not going into Walmart. You know, if nutrition is important to them, You know, if they feel that, you know, they're intelligent and with regards to foods, then they're not going there. They're going to Whole Foods Market. So it's not that they don't have, again, it's not that people don't have money. It's that if stuff seems good enough, if it's just duct tape, and then you haven't figured out how to tie their identity into the duct tape, they are going to go to the least expensive place to get the duct tape.
Well, you know, the other thing, though, Tom, and I want to come back to this. I mentioned it a little bit ago, but I think small business owners just need to understand that everybody walking around out there in the yellow pages and the white pages is not a prospect for them. That's not realistic for a small business owner to think about. In fact, the worst thing that could happen to your business would be if everybody decided to come to see you today. You couldn't handle it. You know, it's, you don't want everybody's business. You can't handle everybody's business. You don't have to have everybody's business. So why don't you just focus on the people who want what you sell and who are willing to pay what you want to charge, which is exactly what you were just talking about, Tom.
Well, those that's people, part of that mystery.
Yeah. But the mystery is not really... It's only a mystery in the minds of a lot of small business owners. They don't get it. They think they should be marketing to the masses.
Well, because they're focused backwards. They're looking at their stuff. It's saying this is the stuff I sell instead of here are the feelings. Here's the attitude. Here's what I'm trying to transfer to the outside world. And so because of that, instead of trying to be great to 10% of the people, they're trying to not tick off 100% of the people.
Right, it's so exactly right.
They create this mediocre business that nobody's really attracted.
It's kind of a branding political correctness, isn't it?
It's exactly what it is.
And it's a death wish, isn't it, for your business?
Well, I mean, think about it. Would you rather go out there and convert 100% of the people 10% of the way or convert 10% of the people 100% of the way?
Mm-hmm.
And most people are focused on the 100% of the people, and they're only moving them 10%. That's why they're not getting the business.
And those people aren't going to let you get your margins, the margins you need to stay in business.
Well, you don't have anything of perceived value that they will just walk in there and play fairly. I mean, you need people to play fairly so that you can make a profit. The way that you do that is you give them back what they're looking for from your business, which is a lot more than just the product on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sense of security. It's a sense of feeling good. It's a sense of being right, of being a part of an elite group. Whatever that feeling is, if you give them that, they'll keep coming back.
Well, or help them become part of a community. Look at what I think you were one of the first ones to talk about this way back years ago, what the Harley-Davidson people have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you think about it, I mean, it's an inferior product, but that doesn't matter to the people. Somebody told me that they make these things go slow on purpose so that they have to stay in groups, if they can't take off on the other.
I think it's for because of all of us old folks who ride them. I don't own one myself, folks. I wouldn't mind. My dad taught me a long time ago. He said you really shouldn't get on anything that won't stand up when you get off of it. So,
but you see, but Harley's a great example. They discovered the mystery, which is the feeling of community.
Yep.
Right, and then they take and they make their model fit that. I mean, everything that they do is done to enhance that feeling.
The trick, though, Tom, is for all the other people listening out there who aren't in that business. I mean, they get that. They what you just said is intuitive about Harley, but they're saying, "Well, wait a minute, I'm in the dry cleaning business, or I've got a restaurant, or whatever." You can build community in any business, can't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You just have to think about it a little bit. 30 seconds, Tom.
You get like-minded people coming together. You figure out how to bring them together and how to connect them socially, or connect your mission to their values. That's the key to this.
Tom, give us your website one more time.
It's www.aclearei.com.
Hey, Tom, you're the best. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you, buddy, next time.
Bye-bye.
Tom Asecker, ladies and gentlemen. Great guy, great American, pretty smart guy, too. Hope you check his website out, and don't forget to check his books out. Very important branding books. Quick break, right back with Rich Galen after these messages. Stay with us.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.